college plays. And after the girls' game was entertaining and I think educational for the teams. I'm sure that they both learned a lot playing each other. And they're getting it warmed up, ready to go again. I did a little research on histories between these two teams as far as how they did. We kind of covered that in the first game between the girls, and I have it for the boys also, or the men, however you wish to call that. And the series for this one is knotted up at 2-2. So this is the rubber match, so one of them will take the lead here. It looks like, you know, again, I'm trying to get to know the teams in the area, including our Irish, and having me being from the west side, from Vancouver, living there most of my life, and now, thank God, I'm over here. I'm loving it over here. And I'm getting to know these guys. So it looks like in 2020-21, which was the weird season with everything all messed up, looks like the DeSalle boys went, what did they do? They went 5-4. The year before, they went 8-15. The year before, 18-19, they went 10-11. And 17-18, they went 11-12. So it looks like another one of those teams that's fighting in from the middle. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If, you know, there's got to be teams that are there. And, you know, with the players I see, I've got to kind of know a little bit through football. I'm really looking forward to see how they can do in indoor sports. But they did a great job in the football, and like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Now the college place, excuse me a second, is they were 3-11 last year. That's a pretty good amount of games in. The year before, they were 9-11, 8-14, and 18-19, and 17-18, they were 6-14. So, like I said, they're both teams from the middle, and sometimes the teams in the middle of their league, respective leagues and in the state, those are some of the toughest fighting games that you have to endure during the season. It seems like the kids work a little bit harder because they know that they're close and they just need to get that whatever it is to get over into that next level. And we'll see how everybody shapes up tonight. On our next break, we'll go ahead and talk about who's on the team for your Irish. But for right now, why don't we go ahead and take another 2-minute break, give me a chance to get some more water. And that we are KHSS2 Irish Radio 94.1 FM.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
COVID-19, social distancing, lockdowns. This became the new normal in 2020, and it has stretched into 2021. This is not normal. What is normal? Normal is Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC, with 71 years of unmatched reputation for honest and easy dealings, selling and servicing thousands of Walla Walla's vehicles. If you have a craving for a return to normalcy, Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC is for you. South 9th across from the fairgrounds for the last 71 years, the easiest place in town to do business, Delgraves Inc. Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
It's time to get packing. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, reminding you that we're here to help with your packing and shipping needs. Whether it's sending a slice of home to your college student, shipping wine, packing precious artwork, or crating family furniture, Postal Annex does it all. We make sure your items are packed to arrive in great shape, and we offer UPS, FedEx, DHL, Postal, or Freight. You choose the carrier that's best for you. We're Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla. Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Irish fans, we're back for boys basketball. We're 2 minutes and 13 seconds away from game the tip-off or the opening announcement. And I'm going to introduce you to this year's boys roster. We got number 3, Jack Lesko. He's a 11th grader, and he's a guard. Excuse me a second. Number 5, Carter Green, is a sophomore. He's 5'8" and also a guard. Number 10, Joe Baffney, a junior, 6', and he's a guard or forward. Number 11, Franklin Magnaghi. He's a senior. He's 5'11", and he's a forward. Number 20 is Ryan Chase. He's a senior, 5'10", and he's also a forward. Number 21 is Seamus Doohan, and he is a senior. He's 5'8", and he is a guard. Number 23 is Caden McCullough. He's a sophomore. He's 5'10", and he's a guard or forward. Number 24 is Frankie Warden. He's a senior, 6'2". He's a forward or the point. Billy Holtzinger. He is a 9th grader. He's 5'9", and he's a guard. Number 30 is Remy Arceo, and he is a sophomore at 6'1", and he's a point. And number 31 is Jaden Bingham. He's a senior, 6'1", point. And number 32 is Aaron Kelgard, and he is also a senior at 6'2", and he's a point. Now I'm pretty excited about watching these guys play tonight. I've been doing the color commentating this year for DeSales, and I get to see them with shoulder pads and helmets and, you know, all that gear on, and I didn't even know realize how big they are. And, you know, there's some big kids in here. I didn't realize how big they were. So in about 20 seconds, we're going to go ahead and get the opening ceremonies underway here, and we'll turn it over to the public announce system, and I'm going to... And we are down to 2 seconds, one, and here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's Hawks non-league and season opening basketball game between the DeSales Flying Hornets and your 2021 Hawks West Hawks. Brother, take this opportunity to express our appreciation to you for your support of the Interscholastic League and the positive activities of our youth, as will be shown in tonight's contest. On behalf of the faculty, staff, and student body of College Place High School, we wish to remind you that the ideals of good sportsmanship are a major part of this contest, and that each of us should make every effort to promote this goal. Thank you for cheering in a positive manner for your team and being respectful of the efforts of all participants in tonight's contest. The non-starters for both teams, first for the sales, number 5, Carter Green. Number 23, Kaden McCullough. Number 25, Billy Holzinger. And number 32, Aaron Keldar. The non-starters for the Hawks. First, number 4, Luke Christensen. Number 5, Jesse Meek. Number 12, Davis Fry. Number 14, Matt Barra. Number 2, Hank Thompson. Number 24, Max Wolon. And number 30, Lash Corbett. The starting lineup for both teams. First for the sales, number 3, Jack Lesko. Number 10, Joe Baffney. Number 20, Ryan Chase. Number 21, Seamus Dumont. And number 24, Frankie Warden. This sub is coached by Eric Wood, assistant coaches John Lesko and Greg Pizzari. Senior, number 10, Eli Duran. A 5'11 senior, number 11, Tanner Willis. A 5'10 senior, number 13, Colton Bob. A 6'1 senior, number 15, Gavin. And a 6'4" senior, number 22, Logan Foster. College Place is special on the comfort of assistant coaches, Trevor Lopez and Zach Stison. Your officials, Tom Myers, David Thompson, and CJ Harris.
There you have it, the starting lineups for the Irish and the Hawks, and we're getting ready to go. The players are out on the court already, and just waiting for the officials to do their last little bit of bookkeeping before the game can get started. I like to see that little sportsmanship. Players shaking hands in the middle of the field. That's in the middle of the court. I love to see that. That's the way it should be. So here we go. First game of the season for your Irish boys, and let's see what we got. All right. We're getting ready for the tip-off. And the ball is up. And it looks like the Irish are going to get it. It goes to number 3. And that is Jack Lesko. All right. Number 10, Joe Baffney has it. And he's working the far side. And he passes it off to number 20. And that's Ryan Chase. Chase back with the ball. He throws it in to number 3. And number 3 tried a little scoop shot. And it was blocked by the Hawks. And it looks like we're going to have a travel on the Hawks. So the Irish will get the ball back. And all right, number 20 throws it in to number 24 being Frankie Warden. And we got number 10 at the top of the circle, at the top of the arch, excuse me, and he throws it out to Jack Lesko. Lesko's going to dribble it in, drives, and we have a whistle. So we're going to have a penalty shot. And that was on Christensen, the first team foul for the Hawks. First foul of the game, first foul of the season. All right, so what we got? We got number 21. Bounce passes it in. And we have number 14. Excuse me, that was on number 11, Frankie Warden, and our first personal foul. Little turnaround jumper. And that was, trying to get it done, but that was number 13. And you're going to count that basket. And then he was fouled on the way up. So
foul number 24, Frankie Warden. That's his second personal foul. Second team foul. There we go.
Frankie Warden's second. Second team foul.
At the line, City 1. Colton Armada.
So Armada shooting for one. And the shot is good. So early in the game, the score is 3-0. Little bounce pass off of the Hawks. Number five, Carter Green, had to improvise and did a good job with that. Now he's inbounding the ball, and looks like we were a little miscue there, and the Hawks, and then it was a little poke away by number 20, and that's Ryan Chase. And to keep the Hawks from coming in with the easy layup. So we're going to inbound the ball from the right side. Number 11, and that's Willis from the Hawks. And he throws it in to number 10, who gives it 22. He puts a shot up, and it came up short. And we're going to have a foul.
Foul
to
number 20, Ryan Chase. That's his first personal foul. Third team foul on the Irish. At the line, shooting two, number 22, Logan Parsons.
All right, so we got 22 up there, Parsons. His first shot was good. And second shot, it bounces off the back of the backboard, rebounded by number 10, Joe Baffing. Okay, Jack Lesko does a little work up under the key there, and we're going to have a foul against the Hawks. On number
11, Daniel Willis has his second personal foul. Second team foul on the Hawks.
So that foul was on Willis from the Hawks, and it was a non-shooter, so we're going to inbound, and it looks like into number 5, and that's Carter Green. Got number 20, and number 21 comes in for the layup, and it comes up short. Got the long pass up to 14 for the Hawks, and 15 outside the arch has the ball, and little layup, and came up short for number 22, and number 10, Joe Baffney, came out with the pass and with the ball, and then somebody took it away from him, poking at it from behind. All right. Number 14 from the corner, and it was an air ball. Jack Lesko is going to take it up hard. And I kind of think that maybe we have a foul against the Hawks.
Foul number 22, Logan Parsons. That's his first personal foul.
So that was on Parsons, number 22, and it's the third team foul for the Hawks. So we got, looks like Jack Lesko's going to inbound the ball. And it was picked off by the Hawks, and here come the Hawks, and they're under the basket, and the ball came up short. The rebound was by Jack Lesko, and Jack Lesko's bringing the ball back up to court. He throws it in to number 5, and with the bounce pass from number 5 to number 20, it came up short. So we got Lesko inbounding the ball underneath their own basket, and here we go. And number 20's in the corner, and number three for 3 points. And that was Lesko for three. And so with 5:27 left, there's the score is the Hawks 4 and the Irish 3. Number 22 in the corner, number 15 underneath the basket, and that was Geese, and he put up a layup for 2. We got number 10 coming back. That's Joe Baffney. Looks like Joe Baffney's going to run the end-to-end and came up short on the layup. Here comes the Hawks. Number 22 with the right hand comes up with it from underneath the basket. And looks like we're going to have a 30-second timeout against the Irish. And so with 4:56 left in the first period, we have the Hawks at 8 and your Irish at 3. Guys, everybody just needs to get settled down and get into the game and quit missing the ball. I mean, the shots have been right on line. They've just been a little bit short or a little bit long. So, all right, that was the buzzer. They're going to bring him back out. Let's see if we can get this thing going. All right, Carter Green is under their basket and getting ready to inbound. Looks like Joe Baffney's going to take it. And we've got a wet spot on the floor, so we're going to dry that off. All right. This has been a bigger wet spot than they thought. All right. All right, we're ready to go. We got Carter Green inbounding into Baffney, and here we go. All right, so Joe Baffney's going to bring it up the court and working it hard, and he throws it into Lesko in the corner. Lesko comes in for the layup and comes up short, and we're going to have a little battle for it at the end zone, and the Hawks end up coming out on the better end of the deal on that. They were all poking at it. And the Irish were the last to touch it. So it looks like we're going to bring in Aaron Kjellgaard in. All right. So we're going to have the number 12 from the Hawks. That's Fry bringing up the middle. And Fry stopped at the arch. Number 10 shooting it for 3 from the corner. And we're going to have a Hawks ball. The rebound came off of Joe Baffney. Into the game comes Caden McCullough, and coming out would be number 21, Seamus Doohan. All right, so passes it back out inside the arch. Number 14 is coming across. Number 15 from inside the stripe, and that's good for 2. That was Geese. All right. Joe Baffney throws it up court. Number 23 puts it up for 3, and it was no good, just a little bit long. So not sure what the fans wanted on that one. Just some good aggressive play. That one's going to come off an Irish that came off of Joe Baffney, and the Hawks are going to rebound from underneath their own basket. So the Irish are wearing their forest green and Vegas gold away uniforms, and the Hawks are in their white home uniforms with blue and red trim. And the inbound pass was blocked by Joe Baffney, and it went back out. So we'll just reset from the side. Number 14 is Vera, and he passes it into number 13 for the Hawks, who throws it into the middle to number 30. And there was no good. Joe Baffney got the rebound, made a forced pass, and he was picked off by number 13. Number 13 was just picked by number 23, and his shot was no good, 23 being Caden McCullough. So we got a little thievery going on here, picking each other's pockets. So, all right, 13 throws into 4. 4 throws it into the middle. He's double-teamed at least. And rebounded by number 32, Kjellgaard. Number 13 is coming up, and his shot was no good. Rebounded by number 23, Caden McCullough. All right, so we got Lesko, number 3, coming up from the left side, and his shot was a little strong, and rebounded by Kelgard, and his shot was no good. Got Joe Baffney now outside the three-point line, and he little razzle-dazzle there, and here we go. We got Caden McCullough, and whoop. So we have a change of possession. The Hawks now have the ball. They're going to be bringing it in from the side court on the other end down there. All right. So, again, with 2 minutes and 50 seconds, we have a score of 10 for the Hawks and 3 for your Irish. All right, number 14's at the top of the arch, and the pass comes in, and I think everybody touched it, and the end result is it's Irish ball. All right, looks like Joe Baffney's going to – oh, nope, number 5 threw it into Joe Baffney, Carter Green. Joe Baffney takes it to the far side. Number 3, Jack Lesko, comes across the top. Number 23, is Caden McCullough. He handed it off, and now we got number 5. Oh, his pass was a little strong and a little high, and Joe Baffney just wasn't able to quite get there. So the inbound will be coming in from number 14, Vera of the Hawks, and he throws it into number 11, Willis. So Willis throws it back to 14. He's at the top of the arch and is picked off by number 5, Carter Green. Carter Green throws it to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney threatened, but he came back. Let's go for 3. It just was a little bit to the right. Right on target, but just a little bit to the right. So after the shot, it looks like it's still our ball. We've got Jack Lesko inbounding. And here we come with the ball. Got a wide open number 5 out here, Carter Green, and Jack didn't see him. But here goes Carter throwing it off to number 23. That's Caden McCullough. And let's go with a little fadeaway jumper, and that's good for 2. Nice shot, Jack. All right, the Hawks coming back in. At the top of the arch for 3, and that was number 12, and that's Fry for the three-pointer. All right, Joe Baffney's bringing it back up on the far side. Joe Baffney driving, and there is a battle for it underneath, and that was 32, Aaron Kelgard, and number 15 guys. So they did give him a foul for that. I think gravity kind of was the foul for that, but I'm not the guy that gets a vote. So, all right, so 11 for the Hawks is up there, number 22 from the middle, and it looks like we're going to have a foul against the Irish.
Fouls on number 32, Eric Gallagher. That's his second personal foul. 15 foul on the Irish. At the line, 32, Logan Parsons.
So Aaron's picked up a quick 2 fouls, and the first shot for Parsons was short. And the second shot rattled him in and out. So the rebound was by Aaron Kelgard, and got Joe Baffney bringing up the court. Joe Baffney's getting them set. He's got Lesko over on the far side. Lesko throws it into Green. And Green is going to give it back to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney takes it deep in and throws it back out to Lesko. Lesko throws it back in to Aaron Kelgard. He does the little layup. Nice shot. Nice job, guys. Way to move that ball around. A good execution. All right, we got number 5, number 12, and number 24 with a shot. It's no good. Everybody's fighting for the ball. Everybody's had a chance to touch the ball. Joe Baffney ends up with the ball, and it looks like Joe Baffney may have been fouled.
Foul to number 5, Jesse Gate. That's his first personal foul. 14 foul on the Hawks.
That foul was against Mink, number 5. And we've got number 5, Carter Green, inbounding the ball to Lesko. And Lesko throws it to Kelgard. Kelgard comes up with the right hand, and it came up short. Baffney for the rebound, comes back up with the follow-through, and it just missed. I don't know how that didn't go in. But nice hustle, Joe. All right. We got to run out of time for that first period. So at the end of the first period, the score is 13-7 in favor of the Hawks, and we will be back in 1 minute. This is 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you have plumbing problems building up, like dripping faucets or noisy pipes? Total Comfort Solutions is the solution. Their professional plumbers have the tools and expertise to handle every problem. They arrive on time, and their work is 100% guaranteed. And this month, save $25 on your next plumbing service call. To find out more or to schedule service, call 509-204-1744 or online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Hey, you guys, I got into the doghouse with my wife the other day, so I told her, honey, I want to treat you to the best of the best gourmet market in town. Let me tell you, she was thrilled. And the next day, I say to her, I say, dear, what say I treat you to the best of the best deli in the area? She was over the moon. And the next day, I say to her, I know I'm forgiven already, but how about you and me go get some of the best Italian food in the valley, huh? Beautiful. You'll never guess where I took her. I'll give you a hint. Buona pazzo.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, after one period of play, the Hawks lead the Irish of a score of 13-7, and we got the Hawks inbounding the ball at half court. Number 15 threw it into number 11, and number 11 is Willis. Number 10 over here on the near side, and he's being guarded very toughly by Carter Green. And number 10 gets he wins the deal and gets in for 2 points. So, all right. So now we got Lesko brought it back up, handed it off to Baffney, and then Baffney threw it out over to 23, which is McCullough. And so I missed who threw the shot up, and we missed. Now we're back down on the Hawks side. And we have a change of possession. That foul was on number 10, Durand. And we have Lesko inbounding the ball to Baffney, and Baffney bringing the ball up. All right, we got number 23, McCullough, up to the top of the arch. And comes Baffney across, and he's got a wide open Lesko shooting for three, and he hit the short end of the rim. Darn it. He was wide open. Had a great look at that. It's early in the season yet, so hopefully these guys quit thinking about football and they're thinking basketball now. All right, so looks like Aaron Kelgard's going to bring the ball in. Throws it out to Baffney at the top of the arch. Baffney drives, and he lays it up and puts it in for two. Nice shot, Baffney. Good job, Joe. All right. Here comes the Hawks, number 11. Hands it off to number 10. And nice block. That was a when he went, number 10 went up, Baffney, it looked like Baffney and somebody else's arm was up there and just rejected it. All right. Number 5, Green, came up a little short on that, but looks like we ended up with the ball. So coming out of the game right now is number 10, Baffney, and going in is Seamus Doohan. All right, we've got Doohan throwing the ball out to number 5. It throws it over to Lesko in the corner. Lesko's driving, shoots it up, and ends up on the ground for his efforts, but no basket, darn it. All right. Here comes number 11 for the Hawks. He's coming up the middle. Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. We got a jump ball, so we're going to have a jump ball. He jumped up and was denied on the shot, and in the way that is ruled in the high school game, that is a jump ball. So Lesko throws it into 5, which is Carter Green, and Carter Green brings it up on the far side, throws it back over to Lesko, throws it into McCullough, who throws it back to Green, and now we have a scramble for the ball. And I'm not sure I'd want to scramble with Aaron Kelgard. I think he could leave a mark. And that was number 10. I give that to Duran. And it looks like we were fouled on the way. He was fouled on the way up. Yep, foul was on Seamus Doohan. So, yeah, Duran is shooting one. So, and the ball, the basket is good. Good for Duran. Nice 2-point or 3-point play. So with 5:57 left in the second, we have a score of 18-19 in favor of the Hawks. All right, so we got 23 over here. He throws into Lesko. Lesko got kind of stopped in the middle, and we had an errant pass, and it's going to go back to the Hawks. Substitution coming in, I believe, is Ryan Chase. And in fact, I know it's Ryan Chase. All right, so number 11 bringing it up for the Hawks. Number 14 at the top of the arch throws it through, and it's an errant pass, and it's going to be the Irish ball. We got Lesko in the out to inbound the ball to Carter Green, and Carter Green's going to bring it up on the far side. And Carter looked like he was going to drive, and looks like an errant pass, and number 32, Aaron Kelgard, had a shot at it, but unfortunately it was just a little too hot for Aaron to handle. All right. Number 18 has given us a little dribble exhibition out there. Little bounce pass up, maybe one pass too many, but we had Seamus Doohan threw it into Carter Green, and I think maybe one pass too many. That might have been one Seamus should have taken. But I'm not down there. I'm up here. So here we go. What do we got? All right. I'm not sure who that was, but they threw it into Baffney and put up a shot. And that's number 24, and that's Frankie Warden. Nice job, Frankie. All right. Hawks bringing it back down. Number 13 throws it into 14, and number 14 is Vera. And we got a three-point try by number 13, and that's Humpa and good for three. All right, so got Lesko brings it back up, throws it over to Baffney, and Lesko throws it into 21, who throws it back into Baffney, and Baffney does a little something, but it doesn't look like it's going to work. But Baffney's going to get to shoot.
That's a second personal foul, 17 foul on the Hawks.
All right, we had a shooting foul on Durand, and Joe Baffney is at the line. Nope, I guess it's not going to be at the line. I thought he said he was going to shoot two. All right, number 24 is Frankie Warden. He puts it in for the layup, and another two. Nice job, Frankie. All right, Lesko comes out to meet number 13. Yeah, that foul was on number 13, Hamada, on, and I apologize. I do not know that signal. I don't know what that one was for. Number three, Lesko throws it into Baffney. Baffney takes it off of the arch, and here comes Lesko, and little razzle dazzle, and it's good for two. Nice shot, Jack. All right. So with 4 minutes left, we have a score of 21-15 in favor of the Hawks, but the Irish are threatening. They're coming back. Here we go, number 15, and I have a feeling that maybe Joe Baffney got a little bit of him right there. So,
foul for number 10.
Yep.
Joe Baffney. That's his first personal foul, 17th foul on the Irish.
So Joe gets his first for the half and for the game, and here we go. First shot comes up, hits the back of the rim. I'm trying to get a number, and I don't want to tell you what I think it is. It'd be better if I tell you I know what it is. So it's number 15, Vera, And he's going to take his second shot. And it's good. All right, on my side over here, we got Lesko inbounding the ball to number 10, Baffney. And Baffney's going to take it up on the far side with number 21 standing in the corner. That's Seamus Doohan. Seamus Doohan brings it out of the corner to number 20. That's Ryan Chase. And back-to-back to Doohan, and he goes up for the shot, and somebody got a hand in there, and it went straight up. Lesko on the beautiful pass from Doohan, and he got the layup. Nice shot. And nice execution, guys. So with 3:22 left, we have a score of 22-17 in favor of the Hawks. They're giving them a little full court press, and number 4 is out there by himself. And oh, nice block by number 24, but unfortunately, number 4 stayed with it and ended up with the 2. But no fouls. Let's go up on the left on our near side, and Baffney to his right, and Lesko throws it into number 24, Frankie Warden, and it got interesting there for a second. Looks like the end result is an out of bounds, and Irish still have possession. So Frankie Warden's going to inbound the ball, and here we come. He throws it into Baffney. Baffney throws it over to 21, and Lesko's going to shoot for 3. It was right there, just off. And we're fighting for the ball. And nice job with, let's see, that's Baffney that fought for the ball on the ground and got it out and got it back out to Lesko. Baffney with the ball, taking it with his left hand. Here comes 21 again. Throws it into 24. And 24 is Frankie Warden. And Frankie's got another 2. He's rolling right along here. I love seeing this full court press. This is awesome. All right, the Hawks worked it down here. Number 11's going to take it and in, and it didn't work out. And, oh, boy, number 13 for the Hawks. Got it, buries the 13 at Tampa. And they're quickly, the Irish have it back down there. Number 3, Lesko, just took a shot. It did not work out for him. And here comes the Hawks again. Number 13 passes it over to number 11. Number 4 in the corner. His shot is no good. It's rebounded by number 24. That's Frankie Warden. And up comes Baffney. Baffney's at the top, and throws it over to Lesko at number 20. It's Ryan Chase. Ryan Chase at the top. And here we go, number 21. He comes up for the jumper, and it hits off the back of the rim. Darn it. That was Seamus Doohan. All right. 13 throws it in to number 12, and we got 2 points for number 12 for the Hawks. So with 1:15 left, it scores 29-19 in favor of the Hawks. All right, Baffney brings it up this side, makes a little cut, makes a little drive, throws it in the corner. Number 20 standing there all alone, and darn it, it didn't work out for him, but Ryan Chase had a clean shot at a 3. All right, so we had a little ground time here.
Foul number 13, Colton Kamada, that's his first personal foul. 18 foul on the Hawks. At the line shooting number 1.
All right, so we have number 13 with the second foul. And number 3, Lesko, for the Irish, is going to shoot 2. Oh, I'm sorry, 1-1. And the first shot was no good, so there is no second shot. And a nice hustle by number 21, Seamus Doohan. Number 20, Ryan Chase, standing in the corner. And unfortunately, it didn't go in. Here comes the Hawks. They're pressured everywhere by the Irish. And that was weird. And then, sorry about that, there was the way the ball just kind of pivoted around his body. Lesko's way deep in the court, and he just got blocked back into the court by number 4. And number 24 had the ball. Baffney came through. Carter Green with the shot up, and it's out of bounds, an Irish ball. All right, the Hawks are going to substitute number 14 in. And we have 19 7 seconds left on the clock with the score. The Hawks at 29 and the Irish at 19. We're going to substitute number 23 in, Caden McCullough. And out comes Ryan Chase. All right. Okay, the ball's going to come in to, that's one of those plays that's, I'm glad I'm not an official anymore. So that was, they made the decision. It's still Irish ball. And so we're going to inbound with Lesko, number three. And Lesko throws it into number 23, which is Caden McCullough, number three from the corner for three. And Lesko for a 3 points. Nice job, Jack. All right, here comes number 11 with 4 seconds left, and looks like we're going to have a All right, so the Hawks are shooting 1-1, and the first shot was an air ball, and so it's going to be Hawks ball. With 4.1 seconds on, they're playing for this shot. And who's going to get to make the long shot here? Here we go. So that was interesting, and I apologize that I kind of lost my focus. Baffney threw it in. It was picked off by Willis, and then Baffney picked off Willis and then made the long shot. So with at the end of two periods, the score is 29-22 in favor of the Hawks. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. This is KHSS2 Classics 94.1 Irish Basketball.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the Valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
When you're listening to a great game on the radio, financial planning may be far from your mind. But consider the importance of planning for your retirement, for your children's college tuition, and whatever other goals you may have. Experienced financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro at D.A. Davidson can help create smart wealth planning strategies tailored just for you to reach your goals. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, so after two periods of play, our score again is College Place Hawks at 29 and the DeSales Irish at 22. The score seems like it's a little off, but I tell you what, the Irish started figuring some things out in that second half. And I was really impressed the way that they came back. For points so far, I've got, I need to learn how to, okay, we got 14. So we got, we have Jack Lesko with 14 and Joe Baffney with 2 and Frankie Warden with 6. For the Hawks, I've got Hamada leading the charge here. He's got 9 and Vera with 1. Guys with four, and Duran with four. Nobody in any major foul trouble. Everybody seems like they're doing really well. But good aggressive play. I'm seeing them going after some balls. The fun thing for me is I've been calling these guys for football all season, and now I get to see them actually without all that gear on. It's kind of nice to do that. But and the names are real easy because I'm used to them. But it's been a good entertaining half thus far here at College Place Gymnasium. Let's see here. We're going to go ahead and take another 2-minute break. We got to make sure we sell some things. That way we can keep Irish Radio on the air. So this is KHSS 2, 94.1 Classic FM.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
The word about Fazari's Pizza has gone global,
and we thought you should be able to order on your mobile.
So we took Fazari's.com
down to the size of your palm.
Grab your Android or iPhone and click on Fazari's.com
for a sandwich, pasta, or a pizza. That's the bomb.
Just push this button and place your order.
And you can even order extra and be a Fazari's hoarder.
Oh, boys, only you could make a smartphone sound so tasty.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Irish basketball fans, welcome back. And we have, again, like I said, a score of 29-22 in favor of the College Place Hawks. Our next broadcast is going to be this upcoming Saturday. Now, the one that's a question is the 4 p.m. game for the girls. I am going to do everything in my power to make it from Walla Walla to Oaksdale in time. I don't think it's going to happen, so I've got to come from work, directly from work. Yeah, I got to have another job to make so I can do this. And then, so it looks like I'm going to end up being able to only broadcast the boys. If you knew me personally, having been a girls coach for 33 years, you know that I'm really bummed about that, but it is what it is. And I've just got done talking to the girls coach, and Kevin Mignogna understands. I mean, I got to make a living, so... So our next broadcast is going to be from Oaksdale, Washington, and it'll be at 5:30 for the boys' game. The next one would be on Tuesday at home against Walla Walla Valley Academy. And the girls' game tips off at 6 o'clock with the game. The boys planning on tipping off at 7:30. Sorry about coughing. Hold on, I'm not coughing into the radio. But so anyway... We've had a good first half. I like the way that the boys turned it around on the second period. They came up really aggressive and really started to show what they're made out of. And I think they're just starting to relax and get into the basketball part of it. So with just over two minutes left in the halftime, I'm going to send this out for our last break for this half and for this halftime. So this is 94.1 FM KHSS2 Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members of the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to Irish Radio. And we're beginning the third period with a score of 29-22 in favor of the College Place Hawks. Number 15 for the Hawks is getting ready to inbound it at skis to number 11, Willis, and he's greeted at the top by number 21, Seamus Doohan. All right, so the Hawks are working the outside a little bit. The Irish giving them a good blocking in the middle, and the first shot went up and was long, and number 15 for the Hawks with the putback and the putback and the putback, and then number 22 with the one that finally went in. That's Parson. So got Baffney that brings it up, and he passes it in to number 24, Frankie Warden. Frankie Warden from the key, and number 21 from the top. Here we come with Lesko. He drives, got a little bit too deep, and when it's passed over to Baffney, it ends up hitting off of number 15. Backside, and it is now a Hawks ball. Hawks throw it up, and it's no good. We're going to have a little fight for it, and that's number 20, Ryan Chase. So looks like it's a Hawks ball. We got Seamus Doohan bringing it in, and he's going to throw it in to Joe Baffney. So Doohan to Baffney, and Baffney's going to bring it up on the near side, and hands it back off to Doohan and throws it over to Chase. And Joe Baffney was denied on the way up, and here come the Hawks. Oh, then the Hawks fell? He traveled. Okay, so the Hawks are going to be guilty of traveling. So we got Doohan going to inbound it to Baffney, and here comes Baffney. Can't believe I couldn't come up with that name, which is all of a sudden went dead. So Baffney back to Doohan, and Doohan and Baffney crossing, and his last touch by a Hawk, and so it's going to be Hawks ball, Irish ball underneath their own basket. You got number 21, Seamus Doohan, outbounding the ball, and he's got to find somebody. There's Lesko outside the three. Lesko going to work inside a little bit, comes up and puts it up for two. Nice shot by Jack. You earned that one. Very well. Very much so. Yeah, it looks like he got a foul on him.
That's his second personal foul. First team foul on the Hawks. That's
the luxury one. Jack, let's go.
The Lesko shot's up, and it's good. So a nice three-point play for Jack Lesko. All right, number 11's bringing the ball up for the Hawks. He's on the far side. He passes it over number 15. And number 15 throws it into the middle for 12. And it was picked. His pocket was picked. And Jack Lesko for the layup all the way coast to coast for 2 points. Nice job, Lesko. All right, here comes the Hawks. And we have a score of 31-27 with 6:04 left in the game, and that is in favor of the Hawks. Number 22 at the top of the key, and we have a foul.
Foul number 21, Seamus Doohan.
So the foul's on Seamus Doohan, and that would be our first team foul, non-shooting foul. So we got number 11. Is going to inbound the ball for the Hawks, number 11 being Willis. And Willis throws it into the big man, number 30, and 30 puts it in for two. All right. Baffney at the top. And it looks like he may have got. All right, that foul was on Pampa. And all right, here we come. All right, so number 24, Frankie Warden's little right-hander went up, and it was no good. And it looks like we're going to have a block on Jack Lesko.
Foul number 3, Jack Lesko.
And looks like number 15, Keys, is going to inbound the ball to number 11, Willis, for the Hawks. And number 11 is going to bring the ball up court. So number 11 throws it into 15. And we got everybody touching the ball right now. And the Irish end up with the ball. Nice job, number 24, Frankie Warden. Okay, the shot went up and it was no good. And I apologize. I was looking down long enough to see something and I missed who put the shot up, but it was no good. All right, looks like Jack Lesko is going to inbound the ball. We have a little substitution going on for the Hawks. And we will inbound it into 21 over to Fapney. Back to Lesko. And Lesko is really being after. Number 24 puts it up, and it is no good. It's rebounded by number 13, Hampa from the Hawks. All right, he went coast, and the big man's in there, 30, with the rebound, and now he's going to, nope, he didn't shoot it up, so we have a three-pointer by number 10. Yep, a nice wide-open three-pointer from the top of the key. All right, so we got number 20 bringing it over, and into number 3, we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to be the Hawks ball. All right, coming into the game is number 5,
Carter Green,
and going out would be Ryan Chase. All right, the big man number 30 brings in the ball for the Hawks, and number 11 will be the one to bring it down. He met by a couple green shirts there and throws it into the big man, and it came up short, and somehow it got tipped back in. So I'm going to give that to them back number 4 of it. So nice shot. All right, so we got a little activity here on the sideline, and Joe Baffney's did a good job of getting it under control. Lesko's shot was a little bit wide on the three-pointer from deep in the corner on the other side. And we have a timeout called by the Hawks. So with 4:01, we have a score of 38-27. And it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. We've got a great game going here. I mean, the Hawks are ahead 38-27, but there's nothing to hold your head down. We just got to keep battling and get it back. The Irish are fighting in their heart. They're doing what they need to do, and I'm enjoying the heck out of watching them. So, all right, there's the buzzer. Let's go back to work, Irish. Let's get this thing going. And these young men can definitely do it. So let's see them put it together and I've seen them work together in football. I know they can do it here also. So good group of young men. All right, so the Hawks are going to bring it in. Looks like number 14 is going to throw it into number 11. Number 14 is Vera, and number 11 is Willis. So Willis is going to be tasked with bringing the ball up to court, and he is going to be met by number 5, and they throw it over to number 13. Number 13 throws up a jumper, and it's good for 2. So Hampa's doing a good job in the second half, getting the points, getting the shots, not afraid to shoot, not afraid to put it in. Good hustle, a little errant pass, and number 21, Seamus Doohan, couldn't quite get there. So it was good hustle on Seamus's part. All right, Seamus comes out of the game, and here we go. All right, number 11 is up the far side. That's Willis. And Willis passes it off to number 14. 14 throws it hard over to number 13. The big man's in the middle. The ball goes through, and the rebound was taken by Frankie Warden. Frankie Warden did a good job of boxing out that big man and kept him from getting in there. All right, number 5 is working hard. Les goes down in the area of the basket, and in fact, we have a foul. All right, so that's the big man's second, and it's the third team foul. All right, so Lesko's going to go ahead and inbound the ball with 3:09 left in the third period. We have a score of 40-27 in favor of the Hawks. All right, we got Baffney back out to the top, throws it out to Carter Green, and Lesko has the ball. Green at the top of the key, and his shot was just a little heavy, and it didn't go in. And after a little brawl underneath, trying to get to the ball, number 24 came out with the victorious on that, and it's going to be the Irish ball underneath their own basket, and we're going to inbound it, number 24, Warden. All right, Warden throws it in. It's over to Baffney. Warden's in the middle, and Warden's fighting for it. Oh, that was a good job. Lesko goes back and gets that pass. Tried a little reverse, and it didn't go in. And looks like number 12 got that for the Hawks. We just had a pass that was intercepted by Baffney, and then we lost the ball back to the Hawks. So it's getting a little rough. And that pass was attempted to be interrupted by Carter Green. He was really close to stealing that one. But it went out of bounds, and now number 12 for the Hawks is throwing it into number 11, and that's Fry to Willis. All right. You got Willis throws it back into 14. 14 throws it all the way over to 18 in the corner, and he buries it for a 3. I guess that was 18. That was 14. So that was a 3. And with a minute 58 left, we're 43-27. Got 27 Wardens in the middle. Tried a little hook shot up, and it didn't come up. Hit off the back of the backboard. I like to see him in there banging for it, though. All right. The Hawks. Oh, we almost knocked each other out there. We have number 23 and number 10 both up for the rebound. And we got Baffney that brought it back. He's going up in for the layup. And a little scoop shot. And Joe Baffney throws it in for 2. Nice job, Joe. All right, here comes number 10, number 11 for the Hawks. And looks like number 11 is going to hang out at the top of the key. And 2 green shirts just robbed him on that one. We got Warden and number 11. And he tried to pass it over to number 5, Carter Green, and it didn't work out. But we still have the ball, and we're still in good shape. So got Lesko in the corner, Green out on top of the key. And now we have Caden McCullough, and here we go. Frankie Kinmon jam it in there. Oh, man. So it looks like Frankie Warden was fouled on his way up.
Foul number 22, Logan Parsons. That's his third personal foul, fourth team foul on the Hawks.
All right, so the foul is going to be, the shots are going to be taken by Frankie Warden. His first shot is good. Nice shot, Frankie. Oh, my word. We got mass substitution for the Hawks. with 54.2 seconds left. We have a score of 43-30, and we got Frankie Warden shooting at his second of his two shots. And it went in nice and clean. All right. So with 53 seconds left, we got a 43-31 ball game. All right, number 13's out here on the top. Number 15, oh, that was tipped by number 23, and that was Caden McCullough. And nice job. Irish have the ball back. So number 3 back to Lesko, back to Caden McCullough, and here comes Lesko from the baseline. And Frankie Warden throws it up with the left hand, and now he's battling for the rebound, and it works out for him. And here he comes again, and holy cow, Frankie. Whoa. He was battling for it on that one. And he got fouled on his way up.
That's his very personal foul. 15 foul on the Hawks. At the line shooting two, Frankie Warden.
Frankie Warden at back at the line. He's earning it the hard way. All right, he rattled that one in. Nice shot. All right, looks like we got to give you Lesko a little bit of a break. And here we go with Frankie Warden's second shot, and he buries it. So he's got four in this period, and they're all free throws. Nice job, Warden. All right. Here we go. Number 4 just threw it in for the Hawks, and it was batted out, and it looks like the Irish did it, so the Hawks are going to be retaining possession. It's like 13 is going to go in for the outbound, and we'll see how he does here. 13 to, and Fort has the ball, and little fancy footwork by 12, and nice basket by the big man, number 30, Corbin. Nice shot. And that is going to be the end of the third period with a score 45-33 in favor of the College Place Hawks. This is, we'll go ahead and take a 1 minute break. And this is, you're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
COVID-19, social distancing, lockdowns. This became the new normal in 2020, and it has stretched into 2021. This is not normal. What is normal? Normal is Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC, with 71 years of unmatched reputation for honest and easy dealings, selling and servicing thousands of Walla Walla's vehicles. If you have a craving for a return to normalcy, Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC is for you. South 9th across from the fairgrounds for the last 71 years, the easiest place in town to do business, Delgraves Inc.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, Irish fans, we're back to the fourth period of this game between your Irish and the College Place Hawks. And the inbound pass with the shot, and it looks like they decided to go ahead and foul Frankie Warden again. So Frankie's back to the line, and he's been successful there so far. So okay, the first shot is up, and it's good. Definitely got the range on that tonight, that's for sure. And he's got 5 thus far in this period. Oop, that one came up short. Darn it. And hopefully I didn't put the jinx on it. I don't think so. All right, number 15 for the Hawks is going to be bringing the ball, or throwing the ball in. He throws it to number 10 and back to 15 off the 13. And they're just doing some long passes here, and going to drive the ball in the middle, and Joe Baffney ends up with the ball. So the and we had a long pass, and Baffney overthrew Carter Green, and unfortunately now the Hawks are going to get that. So that's an unforced turnover, and that's a shame because we had the fast break going, and everything was looking good. So, all right, here we go. We got number 13 with the ball on the near side. He throws it way over everybody. And we have a foul, but which way?
Foul for number 30, last forfeit. That's his fourth personal foul. 17 foul on the Hawks. Check it in for the Hawks.
So number 30 kind of came over the top of Baffney and knocked him down and just drew his third personal foul. So here we go. We got Baffney back in, throws it in to Lesko. And now we got Baffney drives on the right side and puts it up. A little awkward shot, but looked good, Joe. Nice shot. So Joe's got two in this period. Oh, no, in this half. So he's got actually four in this half. All right, so Hawks got the ball, four standing way out there. 13, it was blocked by Lesko. We got a little scrambling going for it, and it should be Irish ball, and it is. Nice hustle, gentlemen. And both teams really selling it out for that ball. So we got Baffney, he's going to pass it in. He's got Ryan Chase and Green right there. Lesko has the ball back. He comes in with a little one-hander. And Warden just put it back up, and he got it in again, and he got fouled on his way up. So he's got a chance for the three-point play. And I think Frankie's feeling it, baby. That's looking good. All right, Frankie Warden for the three-point play. And he's going to put it up, and oh, darn it, it was just a little bit long and didn't quite make it. But anyway, he's feeling strong and helping bring us within seven. So, all right, good job of Warden down there blocking him. Took him all the way out, and unfortunately it was off his hand, so they're going to say it was it's going to be Hawks ball. But good defense down there. All right, number 11 bringing it in. He throws it in to number 12, and number 12 for a long three-pointer, and it was off to the left, and now we have a brawl going for the ball. That was number 22 for the Hawks and Lesko. So that was Parson and Lesko, and we have a jump ball, and the Hawks end up back with the ball. All right, here we go again. Number 11 is going to throw it out again to number 10, and Lesko's out on number 10. And number 12, they're just throwing it around the outside right now. And here we go. And we got number 11 being guarded by number 5. And Warden came in and stopped that when they were driving in. Baffney just stole that one, threw it up to Lesko. Lesko's going to have to settle it down. He got it down, and unfortunately, there were just too many legs to throw it through. And well, because of all that, we ended up with the ball. And good hustle on both parts. Both teams hustling hard. And I know some parents over here are suffering, so I'm sitting up here with the fans, and it's I feel it too. It's not my kid though. All right, Baffney drives hard, and he's denied by number 22. Just came over the top with Parson and denied him. All ball. I mean, it was a good block. But, yeah, Baffney was going hard in, and he got blocked hard. All right, here we go. We got number 10 has the ball. 13. Here we go. We got a steal by the Irish. Jack Lesko's got it. Oh, man, what happened there? All right, Jack Lesko's going to get called for the foul, blocking foul. And, of course, we all saw that differently than he did. They did, but, we don't get to vote. So, all right, here comes the Hawks. Long pass across the middle, kind of a dangerous pass, and the Irish are trying to make them pay for it. We got everybody diving for the ball, and we're going to have a jump ball. And we have a timeout called by the Hawks. Boy, I'll let the officials separate that one. And let's see. So we're going to have a short timeout. got to get these officials to slow down their signals so I can understand what they're doing. So, all right, we'll keep it here, and we have 5:42 left in the game, and we have a good game going here. It's 45-38, and I'd say the game's better than the scoreboard reads. It's a nice close game. Both teams are selling it out. I mean, this is a non-league game. It's the first game of the season, and if you were to tell me this is a rugby game, the way that they've been going at each other, I'm going to have to agree with that. But they're diving on the floor. They're going for the blocks. They're trying to steal passes, and just both teams doing a great job. Number 14 inbounds it into number 11, number 11 being Willis. Willis throws it back to 14, and 14 is Vera. And looks like we're going to have a change of possession. Must have double dribbled. I didn't see what the call was, and I don't see him giving us a penalty. So, all right. So we got number 5. That's Carter Green. He's going to inbound it to Baffney, and Baffney's going to throw it up to Lesko. Lesko's going to wait for the rest of his players to come down and join him, and Lesko throws it over to Baffney. Baffney throws it in to Caden McCullough. And here comes Lesko again, and he throws it over to Carter Green for 3. And Green puts up a beautiful shot, hit inside the rim, but it did not go in. They lead number 14, and number 14 for the Hawks, Vera, with a nice layup. Here comes the Irish. They got, they got Warden in the middle again, and Warden needs some help, calling for help. Here, and they got Caden McCullough over there. Caden McCullough throws it to Green, or attempts to, and almost picked off. Nice job. And there's only 8 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to have to get this done. You have to get it up. And Lesko throws it up, and it hit the rim, but did not go in. And darn it, we got to get these in. So they're going back to the full court press. And back to number 15. He throws it up. It was no good. It was rebounded by Frankie Warden. And here comes the Irish, and we got Green. He throws it off to Lesko. Lesko's driving the center, and number 15 for the Hawks with the rebound. All right, a little behind the back by number 11 from the, and we got Lesko stealing it. Carter Green by himself for the layup, and he got blocked, but he didn't get fouled, and now we got an issue. So, oh, the foul was on McCullough. His first.
That's his first personal foul. 15 on the Irish.
All right, so the Hawks are going to inbound it. We have 3 minutes and 59 seconds left in this period in the game, and the score is 47 for the Hawks and 38 for the Irish. So we got a game going here. The inbound pass was blocked out of bounds by Lesko, and so the Hawks are going to try it again. And we got Green right on top of him, making it tough to get it out. And they throw it to 13, and we're getting full court press. And here we go. All right, there we go. And we had a steal, but now they're going to say it's a foul. Looked pretty clean to me by McCullough. Wow. Caden did a good job on that, but he must have got part of him. And from my angle, I couldn't tell you. So we got number 4 on, for the Hawks, going to outbound it, throws it out to number 13, and here we go. We got Lesko right on him, and Lesko's going to get called for the foul. And that is Lesko's fourth foul with 3 minutes 45 seconds left. And it looks like they are setting him up to a number 13 to shoot.
Number
13 is Hamada. And puts up his first shot of the 1-on-1, and it is no good. And it looks like Green's going to throw it into Baffney. Oh, no. Somebody stayed back and nobody got lazy and they picked it. Okay, so we're going to try this again. All right, let's pay attention, guys. Don't let that happen again. So it looks like the Hawks might go to a full court press. And, oh, the Hawks get to inbound it. So, darn it. All right. So we got the Hawks trying, and we're going to end up with a jump ball. Number 10, Baffney, and number 13, Hamada, they tied each other up and ended up in a jump ball situation. So, okay, the Irish, they inbound the ball. That was Green to Lesko. Lesko's going to bring it up on the near side, throws it to Green in the corner, and corners up to the top of the arch. We got Baffney at the top of the arch, top of the key. He drives it in a little bit. And then we got number 23, that's Caden McCullough. And here we go with Lesko. He's working him. And McCullough at the top was a little bit open. And it looks like we might have tried to force one in there. Baffney might have tried to force the pass one too many, and it didn't work out. So we got the Hawks back at the other end. And I think Frankie Warden just blocked him all the way out of bounds. That was a nice job on the defense. So we got Baffney coming up on the near side and working his man a little bit. And here comes Lesko. And we got McCullough's got the ball on the far side. And we got Lesko for three from the top. And it goes. All right, so on the rebound, Warden bounces it off number 12 and in a close play. Nice job, Frankie, seeing that one through. All right, so we got Lesko. It's going to be taking care of the inbound, and he's going to throw it over to McCullough. McCullough to Green. Green to Lesko, and Lesko throws it out. So it's going to be Hawks ball with 2 minutes 31 seconds of the score of 47-38 in favor of the Hawks. All right, full court press is on. Everybody's got to work hard now. All right, number 4 is going to bring up the ball. Number 4 is Christensen, and he settled it down and now throws it back over to number 13, which is Hamada. And Hamada throws it up, and it is no good. And after a little bouncing, we ended up with a jump ball. And you're not going to believe this, but Frankie Warden was in the middle of all that. So young man's mixing it up tonight. All right, here we go. Number 11 for the Hawks is going to inbound it and throws it to number 4. And it's picked right in his face by Baffney. Baffney's got a 2-on-1, and he goes coast to coast and drives it in for 2. Nice job, Joe. So that gives Joe 4 for the period. All right, here we go. We've got a minute 52 left. We got number 10 shoots. Number 10 with a nice little jumper, probably 15, 20 feet, and for 2. All right, here comes Lesko. Lesko with a wing and a prayer from the left side. I think he got blocked a little bit on his way up. So, all right, number 4 from the Hawks is driving. And drove right into McCullough, I think. And, yep, and McCullough went sprawling.
That's his first personal foul. 18 foul on the Irish.
So.
And the line shooting 1-1.
Luke. All right, so number 4. That's Christensen's going to shoot 1-1. And we got a minute 24 left in the game. So. Here comes number 4. All right. And it's a miss. And it was a nice rebound by number 10, Duran. So nice shot on his side of the park. All right. We're going to take time out. And we're going to take a full time out. So let's take a 30-minute break. This is... You are listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio.
contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Where the Hawks are ahead with 1 minute and 16 seconds left. The score is 51-40. And even though there's a minute 16 left, there's nobody's done playing yet. This is going to be a fight to the end. Two good teams, and they're working hard. Our two well-matched teams. So Lesko passes it in to Baffney. Baffney's over here on my side. Lesko for three from the top, and he buries it. Nice shot. That was what we needed. And so the guys are down there working on it. We got a foul. And it's going to be the Hawks are going to be shooting at the other end. So all right, number 10 is going to be shooting for the Hawks, and number 10 is Durand, and he's been had a pretty good game. Durand shot a lot of points. All right, he's up for his one-on-one, and it rattled in and out, and Worden got the rebound, and he passes it off to Baffney, and Baffney's bringing it up the near side. Working hard, and he got it up, and it didn't work out. There's three on one right now, and we end up with a jump ball, and that was Worden and Ryan Chase, and one more, and I apologize that I didn't get that number. All right, number 21, Duhan's in the game, and he's inbounding the ball, and it was touched by a Hawks player and went back out. So with 47.8 left, it's a exciting game. All right, so we got it up to Baffney at the top of the key, and a little hook shot, and it looks like we have another foul, and all right, the foul was called on Fry, and looks like Frankie Worden's going to get to shoot one-on-one. And Frankie's first shot went in. Nice job. And so he gets to shoot the second half of the one-on-one. We have 43.1 seconds left. A score of 51-44 in favor of the Hawks. Oh, second shot was errant, and it was rebounded by number four. Number four is trying to get everybody to slow it down, and slow it down for the Hawks. But, of course, we are going to go in for the foul. So, Worden with that foul.
Fouls on themselves, number 24, Randy Worden. That's his third personal foul. The cells is over the limit. At the live shooting
screen,
Eli Durand.
So Durand's going to shoot for two. Let's see here. All right, 34.3 seconds left. First shot is good. Makes it 52-44. And here comes the second shot, and it is also good. So 34.3 seconds left, 53-44 in favor of the Hawks, and we're going to have a timeout called by the Irish, and it's going to be a full timeout. So let's go ahead and take a 30-second break, and this is Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
right, we're back. Sorry, it was so loud in here. We probably were back, and I didn't realize it. With 30.5 seconds left, we have a score of 53-44. It's a tight one in here. Number 21 is for the Irish is inbounding. It throws it into Baffney. Number 21 is Seamus Doohan. And Baffney is over and throws it into Green. And Doohan comes around and throws it up, and it was no good. And we're having a fight for the ball again. And people are getting a little bit upset, and we're going to end up with a foul with 16.2 seconds left. And the foul is going to be on number 10, Joe Baffney. Second foul for Joe. All right, so number 12 is Fry, and he's going to be shooting too. 16.2 seconds left, 53-44, in a tight game here in College Place. All right, first shot for number 12 is good. And all right, here we go. And his second shot is good. All right, here we come. All right, so we got Baffney. Baffney's picked off. Number 13 is just going to kill the ball. We have 7 seconds left. Yeah, just let it go, guys. Let it go. There we go. And what a great game. Unfortunately, we came up on the short end of that, but the final score was the Hawks 55 and the Irish 44. So let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break and give me a chance to compile the scores, the stats. And you are listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
It's time to get packing. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, reminding you that we're here to help with your packing and shipping needs. Whether it's sending a slice of home to your college student, shipping wine, packing precious artwork, or crating family furniture, Postal Annex does it all. We make sure your items are packed to arrive in great shape, and we offer UPS, FedEx, DHL, Postal, or Freight. You choose the carrier that's best for you. We're Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
Do you have plumbing problems building up, like dripping faucets or noisy pipes? Total Comfort Solutions is the solution. Their professional plumbers have the tools and expertise to handle every problem. They arrive on time and their work is 100% guaranteed. And this month, save $25 on your next plumbing service call. To find out more or to schedule service, call 509-204-1744 or online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Irish fans. Unfortunately, we got swept here tonight at College Place, but after talking to the girls' coach, and I'm sure the guys' coach is going to be ecstatic the effort that their young men put in. And I want to kind of go over some unofficial stats. I mean, I'm calling a game while I'm trying to keep stats, and I don't know if I can do two things at once. I'm not my wife. My wife definitely can. So I had Durand for the Hawks with 13 leading all scores, Hamada with 11, and then I had Vera and Corbett with 6, and if I missed Fry with 7. The Hawks just came out and just kept pushing, and very, very impressive game. Good-sized kids, I really liked what's the big man, Corbett, and I apologize for calling him the big man if that's an insult, but I don't mean it that way. He's a good guy. It looks like a good guy and a good presence in the middle of the field. You see, what, 6'3", a forward, and he's a senior. So, yeah, I didn't notice that earlier, but there's on their roster, the Hawks are all seniors except for one junior, and yeah, maybe this is their year. Who knows? But I think we played them very well. As far as the Irish go, Jack Lesko led all scorers with 18, and then Frankie Warden, who came on strong and after the second period, he found his stride and he was pushing hard, and he ended up with 14, and Joe Baffney had 10. Again, those are unofficial stats, but there's nothing that the guys need to hang their heads down about. They did a good job. They hustled. They were in the game all the way. And, I mean, you know, a coach can't ask for much more than give yourself a chance to win the game at the end of the game. So, nice job, Irish. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes, and then we'll come back for closing thoughts. And, again, this is Irish Radio, and I'm going to get this tagline down, I promise you. Oh, come on. Let's see here. My phone decided, hey, let's act up right now, but I want to do it right. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Navigating today's complex stock markets can be overwhelming, especially in a year with other challenges. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help you analyze your personal financial picture and develop a suitable wealth planning strategy. They will ensure your portfolio is diversified and designed with you in mind. To create a strategy to guide you through whatever tomorrow brings, call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right. Well, we're all done. It's that time of the night where we get to say goodbye. And thank you for all the people that support Irish Radio. You've been listening to their commercials on the breaks, and we appreciate that. And I really want to thank the athletic directors from both programs. They're really supportive of their programs and just good individuals. And I want to thank Gabe and his family for the radio station, for giving me an opportunity to be a voice on the air for these young men. So this is Steve Taylor, the voice of Irish Radio, and we're going to do that tagline right again. It is Irish Radio on 94.1 FM KHSS2. Good night.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and
we hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.